you sound okay, Dave. KP2A checks us. Oh, I can hear you perfectly fine. You know, you sounds normal to me.
Sounds good, Dave. W4NGU.
Thanks, Phil.
What's going on, brother? You getting them put in?
Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you what. The mercury hit 80 and my phone went crazy.
That's a good business if you work hard.
I'm off the couch once in a while, you know.
Pretty busy.
Vacation Thursday, so he'll be gone for 2 weeks, so I'll be a solo act for a little while.
Handle it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can do it. Alright, so I'm gonna leave you with Dave. I gotta run out here. I just pumped into the gas station here. I gotta put some of that liquid gold on here and then get to my customer this morning. I'll catch you later, N4NGU KB2HXS.
See you later, W4NGU.
Oh, W4, excuse me, I'm sorry. Man, I tell you, I can't keep them straight anymore. W4NGU, KB2HX, that should be out.
KO4HX. Been busy.
Good busy and not a bad one.
Oh, it's a good busy. We're looking around for a car. Man, it's hard to find. We've been looking at new ones, used ones, and everything, and you can get burned out real quick on sticker shock.
For sure. They're definitely higher price nowadays.
Very, very proud of them. I've been surprised. But I'm seeing a trend, and I'm hearing it's going to be the future. And some of these big SUVs, they're putting smaller and smaller engines, four cylinders, and just trying to pump up the horsepower. And that's not good. I don't think that's good. You tell me, for long-term reliability.
It's good because the harder you have to work something to get a job done, the lifespan shortened.
That's what I always thought. I never will forget when I was in high school, Nissan came out with some models with high horsepower, and they had problems.
With everything's got a turbo on it, or twin turbos, and with that comes a lot of maintenance, and people don't realize that. You can't use the cheapest oil and filters anymore. You can't go over on your oil changes, and you know, and then there goes your reliability on stuff.
Didn't sound good to me either. And you read some reviews and, you know, you see the word over and over, underpowered, underpowered.
Put substitute for cubic inches.
That sounded okay, Dave. Talk a little bit for us. Hey, I don't hear a thing wrong with it. And you're asking me to be critical, and I will when others won't. So that's a true report. But Patrick talking, let me compare audio levels.
Good morning, Dave, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for picking up Sunday's net at the last minute there. I just couldn't do it. I was coughing way too much for that. But you're sounding good on my end, too. Couldn't hear anything wrong with your signal at all.
Dave, it sounds good. Why don't you go to the other antenna position and see what happens? Correct, sir. That video of the loop I sent you, wasn't that dramatic? That it's so small and does that. That would be very, very useful on 40 and 80 meters, eliminating QRM on the side. Anyway, I just couldn't believe there was that much front to back and front to side. I mean, and I guess I was turning it a little more than 20 degrees, but still, it was gone or full quieting. Go ahead, Patrick. We'll see you, Dave.
Hey, Dave. And Phil, I'm going to have to bail out. I just arrived at my next stop. Good to talk to you this morning. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And love to catch up again sometime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
W4, never give up, clear.